Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes with me, Tom, playing Keelak Ad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond, and this is your last chance to get 25% off the Legendary Bundle with the code WARMPLATES. So head to the link in the description and get over $100 worth of savings before you miss it. We're also sponsored by Displate. Use the code HIGHROLLERS15 to get 15% off your order. We're revealing some of our favourite Displates every Sunday, and at the end of the month, we're giving them away to anyone watching us live on twitch.tv/HIGHROLLERSD&D. So tune in live, win yourself some fantastic art, and check out both sponsors with the links in the episode description. While I'm here, be sure to check out yogscast.com/yogcon for more information about the live show and the High Rollers VIP tickets that will get you access to a private game run by Mark that is taking place at YogCon. And if you're heading to TwitchCon on the 13th or 14th of April, come see our live show, meet us, say hello. Anyway, on to the episode. The party have been spotted by the Storm Griffins. The fight continues.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. So we left things with you guys had just emerged from the fog cloud. You dashed away about 120 feet and you see the griffins basically take to the air, spot you running away, and a pursuit is going to begin. We'll keep the same initiative order just because I don't want to re-roll all of that again. But yeah, you guys are about 120 feet away. Ayla will just do what she did before, which is stand next to Quill, who's the most injured now, and ready a whack him. Okay. Quill, what would you like to do?
How far are they from us?
120 feet away.
120. I will. They're all quite far away. So, I guess I'll just Bardic Inspiration on Ayla and just say, when they get in range, just do what you did again.
Whack them.
Whack them hard.
Okay. Yep. Do you want to move?
I suppose we're still in the process. If everyone else is going, then yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
I think that's the plan, isn't it?
To
run and gun.
Basically run and gun as you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you move 30 feet, and then you take action to Bardic Inspiration or bonus action.
Bonus action.
But do you want to dash? Or do you want to do anything for your action? Ayla's only moved 30 feet ahead, though.
Oh, I can. I'll stick with Ayla.
Okay, you just stand next to
me. And I've still got my barrier ring, so okay. That's fine.
So the griffins on their turn, they fly 80 feet, but that's all they can do, and then so they'll dash another 80 feet towards your back line. Out of everybody, they will try and chase down. So I think you guys are slightly ahead of the rest of the party, so they're actually going to go for the people near the back.
Okay.
Because you guys have moved ahead. I suppose, would Ayla have moved ahead? Yeah, we'll say that she has for now. So, from the back, we'll roll to see who they attack. So you have Oriah, you're still invisible, Lucius, Scaldi, out of the three of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So one's going to go after Lucius, and one's going to go after Oriah.
Bring it on.
So one of them, in fact, also I need to see if their Storm Breath comes back. It doesn't. But one of them still has it. So one of them, which is the male this time, will do a blast of lightning down the line, which as you guys are running forward, I'll say will hit two of you. We'll do 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 because of Ayla. So we'll catch one. Ayla. So Araya and Ayla, you guys need to make dex saving throws again. Cool. As the male kind of like, as you're running down the road, kind of staggered as you are, the griffin kind of does like a flyby. Oh no, they're dashing. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
They spend the whole action just chasing after you, but they land, they're basically hovering over Araya and Lucius now. That's where they are.
Okay. Okay.
Lucius.
No attacks.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Sometimes doing Theater of the Mind combat, like, which is complicated, is quite hard. But imagine that you guys are on a long road, you're all staggered, but you're running ahead.
Yeah.
At the back, you and Ayla are out front, but together, everybody else is behind, Nova is invisible, and the griffins have now just raced 120 feet, but then that's their whole turn.
It's just got a lot moving. Of flying speed.
They fly up 80 feet around, so.
Right. Damn.
They're really quick.
But they'd had to.
Lucius.
I'll.
There's this griffin above you.
Stop concentrating on my ball, because now we're past that.
Okay. Ball fades.
I'll turn around and draw Melf's acid arrow and try and fire at the closest one to me.
Yep, it's right above you.
18 plus 5.
Hits.
And that's 4d4 acid.
4d4.
We'll say that the female is above Lucius and the male is above Araya.
Oh, so you would have had advantage on that, I suppose. Because of Guiding Bolt.
Yeah, you might as well roll. See if you get a crit.
Nope.
Okay.
10 acid.
So 10 acid, and then it takes more acid.
At the end of his next turn.
Yep. Okay.
Also Dichromancy 5.
Oh, and who are you doing that? The same one?
Same one.
Okay, so you watch as like, yeah, this orange streak splashes against the griffin's feathers, pitting it with, you know, this kind of mottling brown liquid. The actual arrow itself also splashes up onto the front of its puffy torso. Magic splashing all around it. Araya.
Cool. I'm going to cast Slayer's Prey on the male one above my face.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So you designate that as your Slayer's Prey.
Here's my Slayer's Prey. And then
basically dead then, right?
That's we'll how see. It
works. One would hope.
We'll see.
That's for my next turn. And then I'm just going to...
Well, that's bonus action. It's your next attack, I think. It's bonus action for Slayer's Prey, right? Or is it an action?
It's an action.
It's an action, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I guess I'm just going to dash as a bonus action, try and get ahead a little.
Are you going to dash or do you want to disengage? Because if you run it, you'll get an attack opportunity.
Oh, disengage then.
Disengage as a bonus action because you're a rogue.
Yep.
And then... movement away.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Nice.
Sweet.
So you just dash 30 feet away. Nova.
So at the back of the line where the two griffins mm-hmm. are.
It's now Lucius, Scaldi. That's it.
Eagles, actually.
And the griffins. No, they're griffins.
I thought they're storm eagles.
Storm griffins. The whole time I've been saying storm griffins.
Eagle heads.
Yeah, that's
eagle
what
heads,
you said.
Lion bodies.
They the birds.
You said eagles before. That's a nice drawing.
That's a bird head lion.
Skull. You're invisible. There. They just don't know that you're there.
Yeah. There's a thing I can do, but I don't want to hurt Scaldi.
Okay. Don't then.
I won't then.
Good then.
Well, so I was thinking of casting Thunderstep, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I can teleport one person with me.
Mm-hmm.
But it will do 3d10 thunder damage to everyone within 10 feet of the space. So is there a way that I could angle it so that the 10 foot of space doesn't...
No, if you want to get both griffins. If you wanted to grab Lucius...
And go away.
You could do it so it just hits the griffin on Lucius.
But it won't get both.
Not without also hitting Scaldi.
But then Scaldi's just left there with her butt hanging out.
Yep. NPCs! Or you could grab Scaldi because she's more injured. And leave Lucius to his fate.
Yeah, let me kill someone else in the party. That'll do great things for Nova's self-esteem.
Don't thunderstep. Go in guns blazing. Blast him!
Eldritch, this is blasting.
Or maybe I'll just keep running away.
Yeah, you could do that. What'd you do?
I'm gonna Eldritch blast.
Do you want to move before you do, so you're at least a bit further away?
Yes, please.
Okay, so you move 30 feet ahead. Yep. So you're now with Ayla and Quill and Araya.
Okay, and I'm gonna Eldritch butt.
Eldritch butt.
Eldritch butt.
Oh, okay. Shape of an art.
Yeah. Eldritch butt. One for each, plus 7, so...
16 and 21.
21 and 1, what he said. 16 and 21.
16 and 21, both hit.
Pew pew!
Now, which targets are these at?
One at one at the other.
Okay. So, do the male one first. Roll down.
Cross arms.
Three.
Three? Yep, female one.
Nine.
That one. You watch as the one on the female one, like, cuts through several feathers and scores against her chest, and it kind of yelps like in pain, and the male's head kind of whips around and it begins searching and locks eyes on the now visible Ganassi that did that.
Oh, but.
And you move up towards basically next to Araya, Quill and Lucius, Ayla. Okay.
Ready for another lightning attack.
Bonus actions?
No. I was gonna maybe Misty Step.
Scaldi.
Scaldi is going to cast Word of Radiance on the closest one.
Okay. So I believe Word of Radiance is a saving throw. Wisdom, I believe.
It is a Constitution.
Constitution. 1D6. That is a 15, so it does nothing.
As a bonus action,
yep.
She's going to illuminate her Lantern of Kalara, and all allies within 10 feet of her will deal an extra 1d4 radiant damage with their weapon attacks.
Okay. That is currently just you. You're the only one.
I have imbued your weapons!
Okay. That is only you. She's only within 10 feet of you.
Oh.
Everyone else is 30 feet away.
Oh. If she knows that, then she wouldn't do that.
Would she just move up?
Yeah. She can move up freely because she's not next to... She's like...
She'll move within 10 feet range, but not in a line
okay. Okay, yeah, so she kind of... She's now stood between, like, you guys and Lucius. She's kind of, like, in between.
Okay. Did she heal herself?
She didn't, Kim. So...
She did her...
Imbued our weapons.
Imbued your weapons.
Well, I didn't do that.
No. Oh. Just moved up. Ayla, we'll do a whacking.
So wait, I thought you moved up and then did that.
I can do. Yeah.
What are you doing on this NPC's turn?
Am I allowed to do that?
What are you trying to do?
Just the lantern thing.
Move
right,
up.
You know how actions move and bonus actions work.
I do, Mark. Yes.
Then you know how. Then you can do whatever.
I will do that. Then.
So you move and then you bonus action Lantern of Kalara.
Yes.
There you go.
You all have 1d4 radiant damage.
Yeah, so everyone has plus 1d4 damage on weapon attacks.
Wait, yells.
Ayla will look and be like, whacking?
Whacking.
All right. She's gonna rage, and then she's gonna charge the male that Araya was next to.
Nice.
And get a whack in.
Ooh, for an extra 1d4 damage as well.
Yeah. And also, because I'm playing Ayla and not Katie, reckless attack.
Yes, one of the six.
Which is a good job I did, because I rolled one, and then I got 14 on the other one.
Ooh, wait.
For AA 23.
Oh, she's also got Bardic Inspiration.
She does. But, well, that was on the first attack, because it's with advantage.
Yas.
So she does 11 damage with her first attack.
Ooh.
And then on a second one, which was reckless, God, that's only a 7 plus 7 is 14, still a hit.
Oh.
And that's going to be 8, 14.
Ooh.
Nice.
Two big old whacks and then a dexterity saving throw. It passes.
But.
For 2 lightning damage.
2 damage.
Nice.
Man.
That was already halved. It was a 5. So you watch as Ayla just runs in, swinging Howling Gale. Bam, bam. 2 big blows that leaves her, like, you know, torso wide open to retribution. She's a bobbinary.
Retribution.
She's yes. Raging. Quill.
Quill. Quill. I will...
So Ayla is now beneath the male. Lucius is beneath the female one.
And they're both within 60.
Yeah.
I'm going to... point a claw at the female, and I'm going to use command, and the word I will use is flee!
Okay. Wisdom saving throw?
Yes.
Nice. That's a 19.
Flee!
I like to imagine she hears it as feed!
Feed me.
Damn it.
Anything else?
I'm going to move enough, but so I'm still at least in range with my spells. Enough so that I know that I'm not in range of spells.
Okay.
So I suppose...
On the griffin's turn, the female is going to take acid damage from Mel's acid arrow.
Yes.
Roll that for me.
That is 2d4. 3. 5.
5 more points. So it begins burning away. The male on its turn, so that's at the start of their turn, the male angles itself to the side of Ayla so it can catch Ayla and Lucius as it's... lightning breath launches
my
forward.
Dichromancy wouldn't trigger from that.
It's only when you cast a spell, which is written in the class's description. No, it's fine. So can you make a dexterity saving throw for me, Lucius? Can you make a dexterity saving throw for me?
Yes.
No, that was more for other people who are watching the game.
For those following at home.
No, those following at home.
Who? Oh, we're streaming this, aren't we?
12.
I like to think. I like the fact that we don't think about that. Yeah. 12.
Yes.
You take half damage from this as a line of lightning, 30 feet long and 5 feet wide, hits you and Ayla. Ayla also passed. So you're going to take, that's 14, 17, half of 17 is 8. Take 8 lightning damage. As the griffin launches a bolt. Let's like see if the female's like the breath.
Screeches.
I just love this, just an eagle cry.
The female will scoot round to the side and do the same thing with her breath recharging. We'll do the same thing back. Another dexterity saving throw, please.
For me again.
Yeah, same. It's literally, so you've got the male pivots on Ayla, the female pivots on you, and then they catch you both in these cross lines of lightning.
Crikey.
21.
21. You succeed, but Ayla fails this time. That's 29. So half of that is 14. So you take 14 and Ayla takes 29.
Whoa! Oh my God. Hesper.
Ow! It's just like smoldering, like.
The lightning is holy not crap. Resistant to lightning.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Six.
Okay.
I believe she gets it.
Close.
I'm building up her resilience.
Yeah, yeah. This will do it.
Definitely. Lucius.
I'm going to try and distance myself from everybody, but.
Aren't you next to a bird?
Yeah, can I just pivot around the back?
Pivot, yeah, absolutely.
So I'm at least 5 feet away from...
Yep. So you're pivoting, so if it tries to breath you, it won't hit everybody else.
I think it's more...
I'm guessing I couldn't change something.
What would you like to change?
Like, I've got absorb elements as a reaction.
If you want to expend the spell slot to cast absorb elements, you would have taken half of that 14, so you take 7 instead.
So half of half, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Okay.
It quarters it, basically.
I'm going to do that.
Okay, so you cast Absorb Elements as your reaction when you took the lightning damage. I will let you do that. Try and do that in the future, though. Like, catch me as I'm doing the damage to you.
Yep. I am now going to,
yes.
Because I cast Absorb Elements...
Try and melee attack it.
Yeah. Oh, how high up is it?
It's within striking distance. It's like hovering. It's like flapping its wings, but it's kind of above you, like trying to bite down and claw you.
I'm going to notice that my little tiny dagger is now
crackling.
Oh yes, I've got this thing.
Okay, yeah, make a dagger attack.
Damn. It. Okay. 3 plus fuck all. No.
Yeah. It just kind of like pulls itself back, and you're like left jumping in the air, swinging a knife.
Oh piss.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I can't do anything else.
Oriah.
Cool.
So you watch as like these two griffins have like encircled Lucius and Ayla and are now blasting lightning at them.
Cool. I'm gonna. So they're in striking range still, are they?
You'd have to move up 30 feet to get to them. Cool. But you could do that.
I'm gonna choose my longbow and go for a ranged attack on them.
Yep. So the male is the one you have slayers prayed.
I will go for the male, please.
Okay. Yep.
So go for them. Ba-ba-ba. Oh, that's a 10.
10 is a miss, unfortunately. The arrow sails wide.
You don't have any bonus from Hunter's Sense?
It just gives her extra damage. It provides advantage, sadly.
No.
And you didn't cast Zephyr Strike. That was the thing I was getting confused by.
No.
No, so the arrow, you pull the longbow out, you launch the arrow, just sails past, unfortunately.
Ah, shit!
Nova.
Oh, that
These guys are within 10 feet, aren't they?
Which guys?
Ayla and Lucius.
No.
They were
30, you were 30 feet away from Ayla and Lucius, and Scaldi is 10 feet away from you.
So if I go back and cast Thunderstep...
I mean, Ayla and Lucius are both next to the griffins.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
basically,
like if I cast it, I'm going to catch
it. If you want to catch two... You can catch one griffin with Thunderstep, because you can take the person with you. You could run up to Lucius... Grab Lucius, Thunderstep, you'd only hit that griffin. You can't catch both griffins without also catching Ayla.
On her own.
Yeah,
but it's Ayla.
It's Ayla.
She's got like 100 HP.
Yes.
She just took like...
100 HP.
She just took a butt ton, though.
That's what the two healers are for. Me and Scotty.
What do you want to do?
Okay, I will Thunderstep.
So you run up to Lucius.
So I'm going to run up to Lucius, grab him. And yeah, cast Thunderstep, which means we teleport 90 feet away.
So you just, And then they make a what save?
A constitution saving throw.
Okay, they fail, but they are resistant to thunder damage, so they're going to take half of this damage anyway.
They get healed by thunder damage.
Not thunder damage, no.
Oh.
Ah. Wait. Hmm? Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Didn't Ayla do some lightning damage?
She did, I forgot though.
Inspiration?
No. How much?
10 damage.
So half to 5. But you watch as that, although the thunder damage seems to kind of hit the creature and doesn't quite seem to have the effect you suspect, you watch as its wings buckle and it kind of temporarily has to land, and you can see it kind of beginning to back away, no longer engaged with a threat. It kind of like looks wounded, various scrapes, burnt chest, and it begins limping away. But
what
the
happened?
Male is still incredibly busy.
I think that's the thing. I'd like run at Lucius just shouting, "Incoming!" And like sort of like rugby tackle him
and then
into a portal.
Yeah, and you hear this thunderous.
What was that? How did you throw me this far? With this so far away?
Scaldi? What's Scaldi do?
She's got a powered up radiant damaged hand axe right now, mm-hmm. So she's going to slash at the closest one.
Yeah, there's just the one left, which is fighting Ayla.
Ha!
Oh, that is a loud dice.
What's her attack bonus?
17.
Oh, there's 17. It hits.
Definitely awake.
Plus the d4.
5. 6.
6 damage.
Oh, and the. Yeah.
And then she gets to make an offhand attack as well as a bonus action.
Yeah.
And roll to hit first.
10, no.
10, that doesn't hit. Like so she kind of swipes with these two hand axes, but it doesn't quite hit connect. Ayla, on
her turn. Scaldi's forgotten how to play D&D.
Bonus action.
Yeah.
Can I healing word?
Yes.
Ayla.
Yeah.
4.
Okay. So she speaks a runic word and heals. Ayla, it's going to do some whacking.
Yeah.
Reckless.
Uh-oh.
First one hits. Second one is a natural 20. That's Ooh. Why you reckless, barbarians. That is why you reckless.
Absolutely.
So it gives advantage on both attacks?
Yeah. Oh. It gives you advantage on any attacks you make that round.
And it's just minus 5 to hit, right?
No, it's you just any attacks against you have advantage.
Why would you...
Reckless attack is...
Why would you never do that?
Reckless attack plus great weapon master is insane. That's what Grog used to do.
I wanted to ask, by the way.
Go on, Kim.
1d4 as well.
He rolled that.
I did that.
Yep, yeah, Ayla does as well, yeah. I'm about to roll it. In fact, I just rolled.
Bardic Inspiration. Now, this is going purely by what it says in the rules, so apologies for the min-maxing. But it says that you add the 1d6 to the dice roll. So if you roll, like, a 17 and you get a 3 on the ability check, does that become a 20?
Yeah. And that's... I don't think it's... there's some wording there, but you can't... It has to be a 20 on the dice.
Okay.
Unless you have a feature which is, like, you know, you score crits on a 19 or 20.
Okay.
I believe.
The
first attack is going to kill this thing anyway.
Oh,
but
Lord.
The critical damage is going to be 16 plus another 6, that's 22, plus another 6 from her damage bonus is 28. She would have done 28 points of damage.
Oh, Jesus, man.
That is why you're reckless.
Yeah.
She just slams the skull of the male into the ground as this whole griffin just collapses.
Right.
Just like into the mud.
Oh, man.
And I think at this point, although it's just seen its mate die, the female is going to want to protect its children and will basically...
Oh, there are children.
Yeah. Ayla turns on it. I mean, yeah, like, she's like, ready to kill it. Whoops. Quill, you go before the griffins, though.
So it hasn't fled yet?
It's not fled yet.
But, I mean...
Does it look like it's going?
It looks really beaten up, and it was backing off anyway.
Would Quill know that if one of the two were to die, the others would flee?
Depends.
On...
Well, sometimes they might, like, die fighting for their mate, but if it has nest, if it has children, it probably will
prioritize
them. Does
it look
them.
Recently pregnant?
Make a perception check.
Does it look like a tired mum?
Make a perception check.
I mean, could I insight it?
No, I'd say perception. Perception followed by a nature check, probably.
So 15, I guess, with disadvantage.
Yep.
3. So 10, followed by nature. 12. 10 and 12.
Lots of feathers.
Lots of feathers.
And lion feet.
But I mean, you did just say...
I mean, I didn't say anything.
That's true.
There's no such thing.
Would you take...
Go on, Quill.
take sympathy on your bird
friend. It's backing off. It looks heavily injured, but seeing its mate die, it might be. It might just go crazy and attack.
Okay. I'm going to. So Ayla's still in there, and she's
Ayla's like near it. She's not quite next to it,
but she's still mega beat up.
Oh yeah, she's like beat up to hell.
Okay, I will cast a bonus action healing word on her.
My God. Sure. Yeah. Kill somebody at the end of a combat.
My God.
I mean, look, I don't know. It's the end
roll,
of a combat.
Yeah, roll d4.
You said it's not the end of combat.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you for not metagaming.
Well, no, I haven't got any spells, other spells I want to burn. So, yeah, bam. 2 plus 2.
It's another 4 hit.
3, 4.
So that's your bonus action. Anything else?
Yeah, I'd like to burn a level 3 spell slot as well, please. No, that's it. I'm done.
Right. I'm done. Sacred Flame the Griffin.
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it has to make a dex save.
Yep.
You're going to murder an entire family, an entire little griffin bloodline.
Oh, that's a natural 20 anyway. 20 plus 2, so it
passes. Damn it.
So on the griffin's turn, it basically turns to fly away. Okay. I believe Lucius gets an attack of opportunity.
No, because we were zapped off.
Oh, you zapped off, so there's nothing around it. So yeah, it just flies away. It will dash, so it goes 160 feet away from you. Is anybody going to try and kill this thing?
No.
No,
I mean,
nope.
You've got.
You're the only one, I think. That
you've got Hunter's Prey on it.
I've got. I've got Slayer's Prey on it.
120. So it's out of range.
Oh, I could. Oh, I've got Slayer's Prey on it.
It's your favorite.
That was on the male. This is the female.
Oh, that's all right then. Okay. No.
We have to go kill the kid.
You're tracking it with a bug.
Yeah.
Like,
if it comes back, I'll let go.
Let her find its children.
Yeah.
Okay. In but for a penny. Success.
Can I pluck some feathers out of the male?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you can see that it's most of its feathers. Actually, it didn't take any acid damage, so its carcass is in good condition. Its beak is probably shattered from the giant hammer.
Full bird costume.
But you could definitely pluck some griffin feathers.
Can I take its eye? Can I take its eye and just put it into my
griffin eyes are a component in some spells.
Are they?
Yeah.
Griffin I don't
eyes,
know that, though.
Its claws are also used for things like weapons or, like, you know, decoration.
If we wear its skin, we'll get the armor that we were meant to get when we get to Goldthrone.
It's all wyvern armor, actually.
I need to remember my creatures.
Actually, it's wyvern.
I think I'll find.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I have some feathers
so
and
so, yeah, the other creature flies off and we're now out of initiative, so.
So how mega beat up is everyone looking?
Ayla just kind of turns around after a minute and goes like, ow!
Okay, that's one.
Didn't quite hurt as bad as that orc's lightning bolt, but it was pretty bad.
Good to know.
I'm just going to have a sit down.
Sure. Everyone else, how are you all doing?
Scaldy's a bit burnt.
I can also, if I just take a moment to rest, I'm sure I'll be okay.
I could feel better, honestly.
Okay, could we stop here for 10 minutes?
Sure.
Stop here for an hour.
How are you?
Ayla is going to spend some hit dice on a short rest.
Doing a short rest.
Let's do a
That's
short
what Ayla's
rest.
Doing.
Let's do a short rest instead.
Short
then.
Rest.
I was going to do a prayer of healing if it was only 10 minutes we were staying here, but that's cool.
Let's do.
Because then I recover
plus
my
10 plus.
You recover spells light on a short rest, yeah.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Bugs in my tummy.
Spell slots in my tummy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'll leave her on. She's got 9 damage still, but she's pretty
28 hit. Out of 30 on 2 hit dice.
Tasty.
Not bad.
Not bad. Okay, so you take an hour's rest.
We should rest in the fog.
I mean, the
fog's
fog,
gone.
No, I think it lasts an hour, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can literally go. It's the fog in the middle of this hour. Like, I mean, it's kind of muddy and wet, the ground.
Cold.
You can sit there. Ayla just kind of, like, starfishes down to the ground, like probably like her hair's like a little bit frizzy and like
it's exactly.
Yeah,
I didn't realize the extent of just how dangerous this land is.
Yeah, they come from the storm, all those things. They kind of, they're a bit vicious,
and they attack in pairs too.
Yes, well, yeah,
it's terrifying.
Anything else you want to tell us about any other monsters?
Yes, I do. There are.
I mean, those storm griffins and thunder eagles, you're in the storm wall. That's the other threat, I guess, you would have is like goblins that have rooted into the mountains. Ex Court of Shadows goblins that now like lurk in the mountains, but most of the time they're dealt with easily enough.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Araya's the one who knows more about Merskir monsters.
because you never really came down here. So
Mirskier.
Mirskier.
Yeah.
Things like boulets and non kegs and
boulets. Oh yeah, I wouldn't know.
Okay,
so yeah, you complete the short rest. You guys have marked off your hit dice and stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a hell of a rest, in fact.
Yeah.
Done.
Great. Did you just carry on?
I suppose.
So Scaldi, if you give me back her character sheet, I'll
I drew some spell slots on there.
Cool, thanks.
Her HP is 18.
That's fine. She's gonna take a short rest as well. Cool. She's got some hit dice she can spend.
Is that orb seven thing? Is that a new
did
one?
Did you like it? What did you think?
It was.
Did you count down? So she was on 6 and then she healed. Now she's on 18?
Yes, she's on 18 now.
She's on 18 hit points.
Yeah, she started at the bottom, but now she's here.
Because she was on 18 mid fight. And
no, she went down to 6.
And then I healed her.
And then you healed her. Yeah.
Shut up, Kim.
Okay. Yeah, she only needs to spend one hit dice then. So.
I liked it a lot. It was beautiful, in fact.
Thank you. Yes, I really worked on the, just the pizzazz of it, honestly. It's quite oily.
Wait, what's it? You worked on it?
Is that yes, well,
one
I mean,
of yours?
Yes. Well, I've
Is it a modified Hunger of Hadar?
What? I don't know, it just came out.
Out of interest, Kim, you do not know that spell. Nobody on Erois knows that spell.
Really?
Yeah. There are certain sources certain spells come from.
Okay, fair
so enough. If you were thinking of taking it, it would be the same thing as Lucius. Okay. You could take it, but we'd reflavor it to be Tiangong specific. Okay. But
behind the scenes,
Hadar is a being.
That.
Yeah.
Retcon that.
You can be familiar with the basic formula of the spell, and like maybe that was something you kind of know of, but Hadar is.
How did you construct that? Like ice and cold and acid. You know that's so personal.
How does one pee? Honestly, it just comes to me.
Are you saying that magic is like peeing?
Yes.
That is the oddest.
It's just an instinct, right? You just
magic's
know
weird.
How to do it.
Suppose.
Is that not how magic works for you, Birdie?
I mean, I have to actually put some thought and mind into it. And
yeah, my magic. Beyond.
Yours is like a prayer to Hesper. It's like it's in your head, you're like, Hesper, do this thing.
Or yeah,
Hesper,
but I don't, it's not like peeing.
Yeah, my magic comes from Tiangong.
Right. Well, mine comes from within.
I guess.
Like urine.
Yes, exactly.
I suppose.
It all comes from within.
I hope your urine isn't blue and orange.
Yeah. Depends what you're drinking.
Acidy and burning.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah, you need to get that checked out by.
Not right now, I'm fine.
Okay.
If we're finished discussing Master Ralph's urination, perhaps we should carry on.
We probably should, yes.
At our current rate, we'll be arriving near nighttime. That is when the spirits are most active, with this short rest we've had to take. Do we wish to wait and try and go to the ruins in the morning, or...?
Well, I did burn a lot of magical energy. I always get confused of how to describe spell slots.
I mean, it's your reserves of magical energy.
In that fight.
The other issue is, like that traveler said, if we remain here, we may encounter that ghost horse rider.
So these spirits, they have actually left the area of...
It seems to be.
Isn't this what we're doing anyway?
We need to go there and stop them.
I mean, in our experience with Rose Hall, it was easier to go in during the day.
It just means camping out another night and we may encounter this ghost rider.
And also, any more big birdies that could attack us whilst we're sleeping.
What? It is a ghost rider.
No, it's just you had quite a weird look on your face after you said it. More smug knowing.
Well, I can keep watch again, if need be.
Well, I mean, again...
It's your choice, adventurers.
Is it?
Either way, I feel like we're going to have to deal with various forces.
I mean...
Either press on and go into the ruins tonight, or we wait.
Araya, you're the expert in this navigation and Mirsky, and Scaldi, you're the expert in the undead. What is the best suggestion in your minds?
I would, well, personally, I prefer doing things during the day so we can see what's going on. But then, like Scully said, the ghosts are less active at night, so...
More active at night.
More active at night, exactly. So
I think my only concern, normally I would say let us wait until morning, but that wouldn't add another day, and I know you're keen to return to your friend as well. And this talk of this ghost rider, it may be another battle we have to manage our way through.
I mean, either way, it sounds like we'll have to encounter that one way or another, right?
Potentially. Could be if we can deal with the source of whatever is aggravating the spirits, perhaps we won't have to deal with it.
What about you two?
I'm willing to press on. Don't particularly want to get caught with my panties down in a valley.
Yeah, I'm fine to fight.
Nova?
She just shakes her head at Lucius. All the words coming out of Lucius' face.
I've never heard of it either.
I'll do whatever everyone thinks is best.
Press on?
Press on.
All right. You press on.
As night begins descending, as night descends, the clouds overhead make it a very dark night. Even the light of the cradle doesn't seem to poke through very often. It just breaks in the clouds. The light from Scaldi's lantern, your own torches, dancing lights, provide little illumination. From the main trade road, you can see the tip of the ruined keep from behind a series of hills, as well as this strange sword pommel rising up into the air. Scaldi leads you off the track and up several rocky slopes, until eventually you can now look down upon the ruins fully. Bleak as it is, you can tell that its closeness and proximity to the river means that the ruin is now partially flooded with storm water. Its shattered walls and broken columns stick up out of the shallow depths. The marble-like stone is pristine, white and gold specks blended together and reflecting what little light there is. Half of the walls have collapsed and exposed the inside of the watchtower itself. But the damage to the keep has clearly not been caused by time or weather, but through battle. And quite a battle it must have been. Dozens of dead, broken guardians rise up out of the floodwaters, partially hidden and submerged, some still standing in battle poses or impaled on spears. Some are half crouched in the water with blades driven into their torsos. But most striking of all is an enormous, near 20 feet tall metal head and parts of its upper chest. Nearby, a titanic arm still clutching a rusted greatsword, impossibly huge, crushes into the side of the keep itself as its walls poke out over the top. The metal head's visor still has a faint green glow.
Oh, man.
But as you look down in the night, you can now also see dozens of spectral soldiers, faint, half-faded in uniforms that remind you of the kind of things you might have seen in museums of the old war, or perhaps in history books, all showcasing the Star Pantheon, the alliance, the Starborn alliance of Siaska and her gods. And these soldiers seem to be going about their duties, performing patrols, manning the walls where they can, or otherwise just scouting the ruins grounds. The map you guys see, and if Sid's there, maybe he can show us.
Yeah.
You guys are all on this far corner edge over here.
Okay.
But this is roughly what you can see. You can see that there are large rocks, the ruined keep itself, and then this titan that I borrowed from Ben's desk is the head. So it's not a full body. It's basically like a head, and maybe just the tops of its neck and chest.
Wow, that's huge.
Are like sticking out of the ground. And you can see the ground is all distorted. The buildings have been sunk and collapsed. The actual giant mech itself, like its arm, is then sticking out of the ground nearby. And its sword is plunged into the walls as if it just broke them before it crashed into the earth itself. And it has this single kind of like helm slit visor, where it's just this pale green glow emanating from it.
Oh, that's so
cool. And then there are spirits all over. They're kind of all just wandering about.
And we're obscured where we are.
Yeah, you're kind of like on top of a hill and you're kind of pressed against the ground looking down. Scaldi whispers, "This is it. That's the ruins of the Night Eye."
And what is that?
Some sort of old machine left over from the war. One of Starbane's devices, I guess.
It looks active still, or at least...
It doesn't
it's
move.
It's enormous.
It doesn't move, if that's what you're worried about.
It's so big.
It's embedded in the ground, at the very least, but... Mm. What's the sword? Is that from him as well?
Nova. Mm-hmm. It's looking down at this that you feel that pull of Tiangong. There is something of it buried in the earth somewhere beneath this stone structure, this ruin that you can see.
Oh wow, we're here.
you can feel that sliver is nearby, beneath the earth.
Does it look like it can move again?
I mean, imagine like it's like literally like one arm is like underground, so it's almost like at an angle. It just has a head, and then off in the distance, like where its arm would rise up, it's just clutching the hilt of a sword which is plowed into the ground.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
So it's like stabbing the structure.
It looked like it was like stabbing it, and then it's obviously all right. Fallen in.
Can
and
I
collapsed.
Tell like how deep like the...
I mean, not really. You just get the sense that it's underground.
It's just a head on tiny wheels.
I guess maybe it's past.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I think Nova at this point, knowing what you know about the shuttle and the green light from its visor, it's the same green light that you saw in the shuttles. That was the energy source.
But does it feel like, you know, like how Nightfrost was powering the other one? Do I know that this is Tiangong?
Yeah, this is more like the shuttle. When you first found the Tiangong, you know, the shard of Tiangong, whatever you have now, you get the sense that this metal behemoth was powered by a shard of Tiangong.
Oh, sorry, so it's not a guardian then? It's a...
No, this thing does not even have...
For some reason,
It doesn't look like a guardian. It's the metal is all rusted. It doesn't have the same design as a guardian. This looks like literally a giant mecha. That like fantasy built with like you can see that probably there were once like gemstones or crystals, they're now cracked and broken. You can see like lines of cabling like coming down from the head into its chest, which is sunken beneath the earth.
We can easily identify it as having been in the ship.
Similar constructions.
Yeah.
Black crystals, same kind of weird dark grey metal. It's a Starbane weapon.
Oh, that's so cool.
If this is the kind of thing that Starbane had...
Shut up!
Sorry?
Sorry. Tiangong...
Slower. Try slower.
And
think
maybe
of the words.
A bit quicker, actually.
There's a fragment of Tiangong in the mech!
In the mech?
In the mech!
A fragment...
It's probably powering it!
In the mech? A fragment...
I can't feel... Tiangong... below the ground. It's telling me... There's a bit of Tiangong below the ground. It's probably in the mech, powering the mech.
What's a mech? Oh, the big...
The big head. Machine. The big war machine. The big Starbane war machine.
Yeah, war machine would probably be the right term. Yeah. We won't use the word mech.
Yeah.
Starbane? Oh.
This is a Starbane thing. I want nothing to do with it.
Well, I mean, it's... So... If it's powering it, then it has... Well, I mean, it clearly has power. The visor... What do I call it
there? Yeah, it's like the helm. The head.
The head is lit up with that green glow. So...
We need to get the fragment.
I imagine whatever is causing these undead, there are... There's always been... There's rooms. There's tunnels. Part of the old keep was... a temple to Siaska. It's buried beneath this ruin in the earth. There must be an entrance to it somewhere. It's probably where whatever's disturbing these spirits is. So we'll have to go on down there and find it. And then if you wish to search for this war machine, its heart, you can do that.
I really need to.
I mean, it's a piece of... This is exactly what we've been looking for. Well, at least for Tiangong.
It seems like our interests align then.
If there's a fragment of Tiangong still active and you can feel its pull, there's a chance that it could still have enough to move this thing.
We might need to be wary with Tiangong itself. There's a chance it can sense the other side.
More power, yes.
Or we could control the war machine.
With those same dark powers that occupied Nightfrost.
You don't want to... That is a creature. I mean, it likely killed all of these people. I mean, you can see the Guardian's bodies, but the regular soldiers' remains have long since gone.
I suppose
this thing killed hundreds, thousands, perhaps.
Well, there's signs nearby of just like,
oh yeah, battle. Like the keep looks like it's been like hacked and torn apart by big metal hands. Mm. But you can also see like there are guardians, but the guardians themselves have been killed by weapons. Like this was a battle. This must have been on the front lines near the end of the war.
It's going to be very tricksy.
Would Nova have any knowledge of like that relationship between the fragment? Like, is it just a power source, or could someone use it to control like these machines or anything? Because given
as
that,
as you know, the only the real evidence you have is like you've seen what Nightfrost could do,
yeah,
and you knew that Tiangong was powering like the skiff, like the little mini ship, like the shuttle. So yeah, they're obviously a source of power, but then he's an Eterna. You know that. You know that the Eterna are power sources for a lot of Starbane's weapons.
Well, it's just that, I guess, because Nightfrost had a sentience.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Tiangong, it's been broken up that it has very little of this sentience left.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably because it was so powerful, Starbane realized he could break it up and then power many things from one source. Because they're all connected. They're all linked.
I knew that Tiangong was powerful, but so powerful that even a shard could control that? Yeah. That's incredible. We have to get it back, surely. I mean, I'm with you on this one.
Thank you, Quill.
Well, there's enough talking. We need to decide what we're going to do. There are spirits down there.
Yes.
There's an entrance.
How are we going to get to the entrance without being spotted by all of these spirits?
Yeah, you can see the spirits are semi-half faded. They don't look as together as the ones in the ruins, the elven palace that you saw before.
I don't suppose we can see Knight Rider.
No.
Ghost riding the whip.
Can't see Ghost Rider.
Okay.
Spirit of vengeance.
If I can sneak down there, I can make another fog cloud that you can sneak in.
That's actually, it turns out the fog cloud is very useful.
It's very useful. many things.
Yeah.
But that's, I feel like once we're down there and we've been spotted, that's a good getaway.
How many more of those can you do?
Let's see. I can do two more.
Well,
I can do one for getting in and one for getting out.
I can make two of us invisible.
That can always help.
Well, hopefully, once we get down there and stop whatever is aggravating the spirits, we won't need to worry about fighting our way out.
Okay, let's just worry about getting in stealthily then. So maybe a fog cloud is good.
Fog cloud?
But we need to know which direction the entrance is. Mm. We're just going to chance it and go for the ruin.
Don't suppose we can see that from...
You see what you see before you. You can see that there are parts of the keep which still seem intact. You can see that it's all partially flooded. You don't know how deep the water is at this point.
Like, oh, I see.
Looking at the buildings, I'd say, Quill, you had the best estimation. I mean, it might come up to, like, your waist.
It's
like, you know...
Are the spirits walking, like, on the...
Yeah, the spirits are just... The water doesn't affect them. They're just walking on top of it. But the water itself, looking at the walls, you reckon it's about waist high for a medium-sized human.
I could conjure an image and try and draw them away, like the cow.
That could work.
Lucius.
You could.
And it's an intimidating foe.
I don't think a cow will work on these ones though. So something else.
No. Maybe. Let's see if they're soldiers. Something callousy, something Starbane-y.
You could replicate some of the soldiers we saw in the ship.
Yes.
Those?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
We're on the same page?
Yes.
Okay.
The remnant.
A remnant.
Yeah, a remnant. I was more thinking a mind flare or something.
Well,
can you breathe under that water?
Oh, yeah, I don't need to breathe. Yeah.
So thanks for reminding me. If we need to...
Nova just stops breathing.
You gasp a lot for someone who doesn't breathe.
I don't think you need air. Like, you just don't
you
need
oxygen. You are air.
Yeah. That's why she talks so fast.
Like, literally, you can just talk and never pause for breath.
Oh my god. So wait, could you just continuously scream as well?
Yeah.
It'd
probably ruin her vocal cords, though.
Why would you want me to do that?
No, I'm just asking. Is that...
I guess...
Could you continuously yell like a siren?
In theory, I guess.
This is not the time.
No, you're right. This is definitely not the time.
You guys get so tangential sometimes. You're like, wow, let's talk about this right before we sneak into the keep.
I have no idea where the entrance is the only thing. But we could definitely try and lure them away. If they're even, you know, lucid.
Well, Nova said that we can go invisible, right? Can't...
I can only make two of us invisible.
Yeah. How about you go invisible and scout around for an entrance? Underwater.
I think Oriya may be the best one to send with you for that.
I can help you.
Can you breathe underwater?
Not very well, but I'm very accustomed to water. I'm quite a good swimmer.
I guess if you go... I can make two of us invisible, so maybe you go overground and I go underground.
Sounds like a good plan.
How big is your fog cloud?
Let me have a look again.
We saw it last time, it's like 40 feet.
20 feet radius, at least.
Okay.
40
around.
Yeah.
Well, just come back to us when you find the entrance, and then we'll go from there.
If I find it.
You'll find it. I believe in you both.
What are you doing?
We'll find it.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
Oh, I also believe in you too. Bardic Inspiration.
Yeah, and you can do it.
Come on, give me a
You
spell.
Are the worst bard.
I think the bardic inspiration I gave to Ayla in that fight was probably the best inspiration I've ever given.
Okay, great.
I don't remember it.
You've got this. You're the stealthiest of all of us. You're an Agonassi. You don't need to breathe under there. You're
I'm stating facts.
You've got this. Find the entrance, come back to us. We'll get the shard. Toot sweet.
Okay, there you go. There's
as Lucius would say, I imagine.
Okay.
Bardic inspiration.
Okay. 86, next 10 minutes.
I got this.
And then you're casting invisibility on you and Oriya.
Okay.
We can do this.
Give me your hand. Okay. 1, 2, 3. Let's go.
All right. You both vanish from everybody's sight, including each other's. And then what do you do? You just move. In fact, why don't we have Oriya move first? Just think about where you're going to go.
Okay.
Right. Just plan, like, think of a square that you're going to go to. Because technically you're both going to move, but you don't know where either of you are. So, Kim, you now think of where you're going to go.
So you both have to stay.
And pick up your miniatures.
We just said, where's the water?
The water is everywhere.
Okay.
So as soon as you kind of get in the vague sense, don't move your miniature. Just pick your miniature up and think about where you're going
to
go.
Okay. I think you have to both place it at the same
time.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
While not looking at each other.
Don't look at each other.
Is this like all water?
It's all water. Okay. Everything green
that's
is
not
water.
Okay.
Yeah. Technically. Everything that's not stone is water.
Nova held a hand to Oriya, so they
were invisible. That's true. They are currently holding
hands. Did they break that? Or?
I don't know. Did they?
I don't know.
Did you?
We can kind of speak as well, right?
You can speak, yeah. Do you want to speak when you get down there?
I'm going to say, before we go, I'm going to go for the water.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to go round the land.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, put yourselves down then.
That's a good in-character way of solving that problem.
Yeah. I'll come in there.
Okay, so you get down, you begin making your way down this slope. Now, as soon as you hit the water, it sinks to about waist deep. So you move at half speed, and you have disadvantage on the stealth checks you're about to make.
Oh, cute.
Because you're invisible. Yep. But you're moving through water. Ripples, movement, churn. like you're invisible. So you see just like a hole where the water should be and just blub around.
For some reason I just thought I'd only see ripples, but I guess there would literally just be...
They displace the water.
Yeah. They displace the water, yeah.
What if I'm purposely disadvantage trying to be like, you know, slip, like, just lower myself down.
So are you going under the water?
Yeah.
So you can make a stealth check without disadvantage.
Like a crocodile.
Yeah, but Oriya, unfortunately, is like...
Okay.
...wading through this water, just leaving, like, a hole.
Yeah.
All right, so stealth check with disadvantage.
And then I can use my...
What are you after?
Because of my natural explorer after the roll, you can... thingy.
Yes.
It says you can double your proficiency bonus skills when you make initiative or wisdom in my chosen terrain.
So, but it doesn't say stealth.
No.
So, you get to add it. But you will get it for when searching for stuff.
Yes.
Wisdom.
Cool.
15.
17, 18, 19, 20, 23.
Is that with disadvantage?
Uh-oh. No. 13.
Worst. Okay. That's fine.
So, Nova, you kind of get to the edge of the water and you sink down. It's only a few feet, so you're literally just like crawling along the ground.
Okay.
Like, but underwater. You don't need to breathe, you're just scatting around. And you can see that it's a few feet and it's you're kind of hitting the base level of the keep itself. Like looking around, searching around. And you can see that some sections of it, it's also, this was probably once a top level of the keep.
but it has sunken into the ground and then the water's flooded. So you're actually kind of like, there's probably a layer of the keep under here as well. So you're kind of like searching around.
So is there anything I can go like through?
Not yet, okay. Where you are. You're looking around, you can see stairs leading up, but it does look like there's some bits where you can go underneath and search further deeper down. Araya, you begin like moving your way through, sploosh, sploosh. And there's a couple of spirits around here that kind of turn and wordlessly their mouths are moving, but you don't hear anything. And you begin to see them like pulling weapons. And then several of them almost seem to like come together into like this group, this unit.
Oh, it's the G unit.
Wow, what?
It's the ghost unit.
Ghost unit. Ghost protocol unit.
Sure.
Several others over here do the same. These kind of swarms of spirits coalesce and they begin moving towards you. And it's going to be initiative.
Is that like through water?
Oh, hello.
Huh? As well. No, they're running on top of the water.
So they haven't... Okay. So can I see them, like, just suddenly...
Yeah, you watch. You can look up and you see these spirits, like, begin massing into these units.
And they're heading towards each person. Oh, right.
They're not heading towards Nova yet. Lucius is your name.
That is.
Yeah, that's me. Okay. It's not me.
It's a me. Mario.
Wahoo.
Wahoo. He had minis.
Those are actually, Mario. I believe, Mr. Brindley's.
Damn.
But I don't know if he painted them or if he had them painted. 9 for Ayla. Araya, initiative.
9.
Quill.
Unnatural 20.
Nova.
19.
Lucius.
7.
Scaldi. Her stats are here.
11.
Cool. So, Quill, you are the first to react. As you see, you're kind of stood on the bank on this hill looking down, like peering over. You can see these swarms turning towards Araya's position.
Lucius, they're going to stink when they get back. Oh, no. I think they've been spotted. I mean, so they... Do they... And they're both, like, pinpointed onto Araya's position.
Well, the other one, the one that's kind of in the middle, is kind of just... It's readying itself, as if aware that they're under attack or something like that. The other one, the furthest one, is honing in on Araya's position.
Okay, I will, as an action, do a message to Araya.
Mm-hmm.
So it's silent and in her head. Mm-hmm. And it's basically, get under the water, they might not see you.
Okay.
And
I think that's basically all I'm going to do on this turn.
Okay.
She was in 60 feet. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 50, 50. Yes. I will also bonus action Shield of Faith, though.
Okay. So plus 2 to AC.
Aww.
Okay. Nova.
I'm going to carry on looking.
You're just going to search?
Yeah. So I guess 30 feet.
Yeah. I mean, move where you want to move.
So seeing that these bums are here, I'm probably going to go... Oh, the mechs. Can I see the mech underwater?
No, because... imagine that the head, it's also just the head of it, right?
Yeah.
You see its shoulders dip in, but it just hits the ground. Like, the water's only a few feet deep because the ground here is all displaced. It looks like the mech goes further underground.
Mm-hmm. War machine.
There's the war machine. I keep calling it. The war machine goes further underground. The water is literally just on the surface layer of the earth, and then there must be more beneath that earth as well.
Okay, can I see anywhere where it goes deeper or like...
I'd say that, like, looking around here, it looks like there might be, like, parts under here, there might be parts under here. It's not necessarily it goes deeper, but you can see that there are, like, pockets where the earth is a bit shallower, yeah.
I'll probably nip off this way then, like, about there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you start searching around. Make an investigation check for me.
Dice.
Okay.
Action.
21.
21. Looking around this area, this looks like it was maybe once part of like some sort of battlement or balcony. The earth just kind of sinks in. You don't get any sense of any kind of other hidden entrances or like doorways or anything like that. Not in this area. You could pretty much clear the entire area around the war machine. And you don't find anything in that area. The war machine itself is literally like the head. You see the connections, and then it's just earth, and everything else is buried. So after Nova, we go to Scaldi.
Stay close to me.
I'm never giving you an NPC ever again. You're the worst. Why you ruin my life? I also realized I don't actually have a mini for Scaldi. I don't think I brought one. I was going to use Arvel's. Can just use this hammer for now.
She's going to illuminate her Lantern of Clara again.
Mm-hmm. That costs a spell slot.
Yeah. It's doing the 15-foot of any... Anything within 15 feet of us will take 3 radiant damage.
Yeah, any undead within that radius, yeah.
And can you say, I think we should distract?
How about, I'll play my character. I'm worried that your friend is going to be in danger. The spirits, we should move in. I don't know if it's going to be enough.
Okay.
We'll need to defeat these creatures. She want to move, or she's going to stay where she is?
She'll start moving towards
Orion. Okay, so move 25 feet. She's a dwarf. Orion.
Hello. I would like to use Hunter Sense on the boy.
Mm-hmm.
Just see if he's got any damage, immunities, resistances,
so
or vulnerabilities.
Right?
Yar.
Yes, right. Okay, you ready for this?
Break
or is it you learn? You learn their resistances, immunities,
vulnerabilities, and whether or not they're hidden from divination magic.
Okay, they're not hidden from divination magic. Yeah. They are resistant to acid, fire, lightning, thunder, and weapon attacks from non-magical weapons. They are immune to necrotic, poison, charmed, exhaustion, frightened, grappled, paralyzed, petrified, poisoned, prone, and restrained. They don't have a vulnerability, but I'll give you this. Sunlight sensitivity. Whilst in sunlight, they have disadvantage on attack rolls and perception checks.
That was like the Pokemon rap.
That was.
It was. Necrotic, poison, charm, exhaustion. Frightened, grappled, paralyzed, petrified. You can make anything the Pokemon
D&D
rap,
Beyond,
by the way.
D&D Beyond.
That's what we should do. Like, we should do the D&D Beyond rap.
Nice. Yeah, they got a better song anyway.
They do, they do have a better song.
Sponsorship money.
Okay.
Nice.
And then, so that's what you learn, that's your action.
Cool. And then can I go underwater?
So you just...
like, I know what you are.
Okay. You hold your breath and dip underwater. Aayla is just like, yeah, I don't know if that's going to work, Quill. And then she just starts like just barreling through the water.
Sploosh, sploosh, sploosh.
Yeah. So she can move 40 feet.
So you can take it as like a hide action or something?
She had a movement. Oh. Would you like to try and hide? I believe you can bonus action hide as a rogue.
Sure.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, make a stealth check.
Sweet.
Which one do I use?
I mean...
Y'all got such little faith in us.
24.
Yeah, you kind of dick yourself and like push away from like the wall or something like that. But Aayla still is like, yeah, no.
So she moves 30 feet.
So she actually goes 40 feet, I believe.
Such little faith in us.
Yep, now she's visible. So much for the hiding.
Well, Scaldi's already moving towards them anyway.
Dwarves. She's probably drowning.
In fact, actually, no, their movements are all halved. I just remembered that. So, because of the water. And then duck her back 20 feet. Yep.
Okay.
As you're trying to wade through it. So that's Ayla's go. Lucius.
I'll do my 15 feet of movement to catch up with Scaldi.
Mm-hmm.
And I will...
Don't forget you're invisible, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're hiding underwater, invisible.
Yes.
I mean, they sensed that you were somewhere because they could hear the splooshing and splashing. But now that you're still, nobody
super
can know where you are.
You might get behind them.
Ooh. Have they all coalesced into two units? Are there other things around?
No, there's these two big units of spirits, like this swarm of hosts.
Absolute
swarm of spirits.
Look at this absolute unit.
Size of those lands.
I turn to Scaldi and say, should I draw them towards us?
Maybe that they might just miss your friend, but I'm worried that they know that something's here. It might help, but it will bring their ire to us.
Okay! I'm just gonna fling a... I wouldn't know about the firebolt in that direction, just to make a big arc of...
Sure. Arc of fire.
Towards those 120 feet.
Yeah, make an attack roll, yeah.
4 plus 5, 9.
Sails past them. hits the water, fizzles. But the which one were you aiming at, by the way? This one or this one? This one, yeah. So this one, yeah. Now, the spirits turn up.
Orion.
Spears blow. Spears, swords, shields, all raised in a swarm of angry spirits.
Oh god, this is terrifying.
These ones will go.
That's the noise they make.
10.
So the army of the dead.
20. Oh, they totally bypass Uriah.
You're watching Ash and the versus the Evil Dead on Netflix, the TV show.
No.
Ash versus the Evil Dead. It's great.
20.
It's a lot of that. 20, a lot of whooshing.
Sorry, are we sponsored by Netflix?
So these guys.
Not yet.
Not yet. No. Not until we make a.
Make it real big.
So if you can balance those guys. So the spirits actually rush into the group of you and surround Skaldi and Ayla.
Oh, cool.
They take 3 radiant damage at the start of their turn then.
At the start of their turn, yes. And they basically swarm around them, and you can see they're slashing in military vessels, but the spirits' weapons are kind of half phasing through, like not having full effect, but they're just completely surrounding all of you. And then they will reach out towards Lucius, as you were the one that launched a fireball, and they try and reach out with their hands.
Spoop hands.
Spoop hands. That is a 21 to hit.
Yeah.
That's going to be 5, 9 points of necrotic damage. This withering touch, as all these blades and spears kind of strike against your skin, this cold, life-draining effect. The other ones just moves past.
Life-draining, so the...
They will dash. Can you basically put those, like, under, on top of Lucius and Skaldi?
Sure.
So they're basically, like, all swarming around in that area. And then these guys will go for Ayla.
That's these guys move, 14. I guess they're unaffected by the water.
They're unaffected by the water,
They're running on
they
top of it.
They just run on top of it. Cool. That's everybody.
Totally on top of us.
Quill.
Oh my god.
So quick.
Yeah, because they're not slowed down by the water, basically.
Okay, I'm going to yell out to Nova. I guess it's like a bonus action or something, I guess.
No, it's a free action to speak. As long
have you found the entrance yet?
Yep. Are you messaging me or are
we? He just
no, not message,
that.
Just yelling.
You just yell that, that's it. That's all you get. You don't get a response.
Okay.
Until Nova's turn.
And I'll move to, I guess, in between these two. And I'm going to use my Word of Radiance. So both these boys in 5 feet take 2d6 on a constitution save.
Constitution saving throw?
Yes.
So 16 for one, 10 for the other.
Okay, one of them takes 2d6.
Okay. We'll A and B.
I'm surprised.
A will be the top one, the one closest to the camera.
Okay. 10 damage.
So that's 10. And that is radiant damage, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, so this, the light from your holy symbol or your wings or whatever it is, just bursts through, and many of them, like, the spirits kind of shield their eyes, like, and then they just vanish, begin disappearing. Oh, but there's so many of them that they're all kind of coalesced together.
And then, as usual, swing my barrier ring.
Okay, bonus action.
Swing that ring.
Swing that ring. Nova. So you just watch as these spirits run towards your friends and...
If I'm concentrating on being invisible, I can still cast a cantrip, though, right?
As long as it's not a concentration spell, yeah.
Cool. These guys are undead.
They are undead.
Okay. And I guess I've heard Quillo.
Yeah. It's muffled through the water, but you hear it clear enough.
Can I pop up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, because it's going to kill my invisibility.
What do you want to do? Go to side.
Oh, you've put me in a hard place.
What, is yelling going to kill your invisibility?
I'm going to pop up.
Yelling won't.
Shout no.
Okay.
And then immediately swim. You said like this, I guess like trying to move this way, so.
Okay, yeah, just put yourself, you've got 30 feet if you're going under the water. No, 15 feet, sorry.
Is that not like a swimming speed? Oh no, you're not swimming.
You don't have a swim speed. If she's a water ganassi, I believe she gets one. But you don't need to breathe. So you move over there, and then you can make an investigation check, or you can dash, so you can move another 15 feet.
Yeah, I'll dash a roo, because I kind of checked this area, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Well, you checked the area near the war machine, yeah.
So if I checked here, would that
do? So that would do, like, here, basically. Sort of you've done, like, this. You've done, like, this piece of stone.
Okay.
This would be for, like, this piece, basically.
I'll do
this piece and this piece to check.
I'll investigate.
Okay, yep, investigation check.
4.
You begin searching around. You're like trying to pull at loose rocks. You can see that there are walls down here, maybe some like waterlogged doors. They don't seem to open. You can't find anything that indicates a passage. Okay, so after Nova, we go to the spirits go. So, spirit swarm.
Both of them.
If the spirit swarm begins its turn, yeah, they're both on the same initiative as other creatures. Those creatures must make a wisdom saving throw, which I believe is now Scaldi, Lucius, and Ayla twice.
Have they taken...
Not twice.
Three radiant
they have
damage.
Not.
Cool.
Yeah, 3 radiant each.
Okay, so they just take 3 radiant damage.
Yeah, it just says, and did creatures within 15 feet of Scaldi take 3 radiant damage at the start of their turn?
3 radiant damage.
I don't think they take it twice. I think, if anything, it's just Scaldi that takes it twice. Lucius isn't on the...
Yes, that's true. Okay, so Scaldi will make 2 wisdom saving throws. Can Lucius and Ayla... Well, I guess I'm playing it. So they're around you. I'll describe it in a minute. Just roll the wisdom saving
throw. I'm an elf.
Yep, trust me. Roll the wisdom saving throw. It's not a charm effect.
You have advantage on saves against being frightened or possessed.
Who's Scaldi?
Everyone within...
This only has one of those abilities.
Oh, really?
So we just did the 3 radiant damage one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Ayla failed, Scaldi failed, 6, you all fail. So what happens is, as these creatures swarm around you, your mind is full, like, you just get these haunting visages as they scream towards you, slicing with their blades. These haunted, horrified soldiers mid-battle. Their mouths don't make a sound, but in your mind you hear anguish, screams, cries, and they just swarm all around you. You're going to take, jeez Louise, 3d8s, 2 7s and an 8.
Ooh. Oh my god.
So that is 15, 22 psychic damage.
I'm down.
Whoa. Really?
Yeah.
You weren't fully healed?
He was on 19. 19?
I was on... Yeah, it was enough. I did this.
I can't.
Oh, man.
Hit, sadly.
Okay, and how's Scaldi?
Scaldi also takes the same.
What was it? Oh, you did it.
How much did I just say? 20.
22. 22. Yeah. She is on 3.
And that's from Max. Yep, pretty much.
And Ayla's.
That's like their special thing that once they get you, once they surround you, they just assail your mind with this hideous power.
Oh my god damn. Injury check.
Oh yeah.
Constitution saving throw.
Would you do an injury check on a psychic damage?
18.
No, I actually wouldn't.
Yeah.
No.
So you my head.
Yeah.
Your arm just falls off.
That is on the start of their turn, unfortunately. They still get their normal attacks
what?
As well.
Cool.
So, Quill, you blasted them with radiant energy. They're both going to try and assail you with their attacks.
Oh, my God.
So that is a 8 on one and a 19 on the other one.
Yeah.
So you take 11 necrotic damage as these blows, these spears, blades,
fuck me.
You know, short swords, shove in.
Uh-oh, spaghetti.
Jeez. Did my damage not... Are they not...
Oh, they took full damage from your radiant damage.
But it wasn't like... Okay.
If you're asking if it killed them...
No, if they're weak to it.
They don't have vulnerability to it, no.
So how does vulnerability work? Is it just...
It deals double damage.
Ah.
Yeah, very, very few things have vulnerability.
Yeah.
Like vampires have it and stuff like that. But that is the end of their go.
Oh, okay.
And we go to Ayla, who will do a whacking.
With her...
She will rage.
It's not a magical weapon, though, is it?
Huh?
It's not a magical weapon.
It's not, sadly, no. She will rage. She's not going to reckless attack, because she's currently quite hurt. Or will she?
I mean...
Lucia, she did, and I got a crit.
Oh. Wow.
I literally am like, should I do it? Oh, crit, good.
YOLO.
YOLO. That is 6, double to 12, plus another 6, 18, half to 9. 22 to that one, and then her second attack, she will also reckless. 16 plus a lot, that still hits. That is 8 plus, that's 14, half to 7.
And then a zapping.
And then a zapping for both of them, I think. They fail.
Is there anything within 5 feet?
I don't know, but I will do it for now. And then when Katie's back, she can correct me. They both fail, they both take another 6 lightning damage, which they are both resistant to, so they take half.
Coops.
Damn it. If they're resistant to it and they save against it, is that quartered?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. That's Ayla's go, Orion.
Cool.
So you watch like Lucius's body just into the water. Lucius's body is now underwater as well, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Oh, right, yep.
So he's technically going to drown.
Was that like wake him up?
No. So Orion, what would you like to do? Pop up. You're kind of hidden from them, so you would have advantage and stuff.
I'll pop up and I'll stick him with my longbow.
Okay. So you whip out the longbow, like Rambo. It's literally a Rambo moment.
Kill count comes up.
Yes.
You have advantage. So now you are hidden.
21.
21 hits easily.
Cool, D8 plus 3, and I'll do sneak attack as well.
D8 plus 3.
So
plus
D8 plus 3, what's 4 plus sneak attack? 5.
It's not a magical longbow, is it?
So no, it's my rapier is.
Is that A or B? That'll B is closest.
B.
Okay. That is 2 points of damage, unfortunately.
So wait, was that magical? Was that to be or not to be?
Good question.
Anything else you want to do? move up.
Can I just go underwater again?
Yeah, you just want to. Yeah, you can make a stealth check. Hide. Yep.
You're no longer invisible.
No, she's no longer invisible. She can bonus action hide.
Nat one.
Okay, I mean it still counts.
Yeah,
so,
7. Add it up.
Lucius.
Okay.
Yeah, saving throw. And then Scaldi. Actually.
That's a 2.
Two.
That's one fail. Through.
Scaldi's go.
Scaldi would heal.
Yeah, Scaldi would heal.
Okay, she's gonna healing word Lucius.
Uh huh.
For D4, right?
D4 plus her wisdom of fire.
Oh, that's great. The guy who controls him gets all the heals. Unbelievable.
You could heal.
Her wisdom is plus 3.
Won't.
Wow.
And then she'll probably cantrip after that.
Okay.
She'll word of radiance cantrip.
She's gonna word of radiance.
2 constitution saving throws. A passes, B fails, so 1d6 radiant damage.
That's a 1.
It's a 1.
You're the worst at throwing this.
Super well, for now.
Does she not turn undead or anything as a cleric?
No, she's not a full cleric. Okay. She's an NPC. Will Scaldi move? Because she's currently in between both of these things.
You tell me, it's your character.
I think she will move. I was going to try and save myself some time, but I think that she would. She can't disengage.
She's on actually. 3 HP.
Yeah, but she can't disengage at this point either. But then at the start of their turn, she's going to take damage. She will. No, she'll stay where she is for now and hope that you guys get her up.
I don't like that it's gotten so dire that Mark has taken over.
It's not that bad. I just wanted to make a thing. So at the start of their turn, her lantern's still going, so they each take 3 radiant damage.
Nice.
So they burn slightly, like the light kind of blinding them and searing their eyes. And then at the start of their turn, Ayla, Lucius, and Scaldi.
How is it their turn again?
Because it's been a full round of combat.
Where was I?
Yeah, you moved and you didn't investigate check. Like,
but then what did they just do that just wiped out the party?
I haven't had a turn.
They didn't. That was like their turn.
So why are you?
You did. You took it at the beginning of the turn.
Turn again.
I don't think that is their turn.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
All I did was a. They had to think the start of their turn.
Yeah.
Then they damaged
attacked,
me.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything since then.
Have you not done anything else? Like, because Araya, Lucius, Nova all went, Ayla went. So maybe I just missed you.
Yeah, I think
so you take your go now.
Might have just missed me.
I think I might have just missed you. You take your go, but everybody else has had a turn since they did their big attack.
Okay, so yeah.
Scaldi
okay.
healed Lucius.
They're at the top of initiative.
Huh?
Where are they in the initiative order?
Technically, they're above Lucius, but I fucked it up, so I moved them to after.
And I'm top of.
You're the top. Yeah. Quill is the top, basically. Right. I think I just missed Quill.
I think that's where it got confusing is when I missed mine. So. I have a channel divinity.
Yep.
They're not celestial, elemental, or fae, or fiend, are they?
No.
But I have...
They are undead.
As an action, turn undead.
Cool.
What does that do? It doesn't actually say what it does.
It makes them
probably in your feature and traits.
Frightened of you.
Yeah, it says channel divinity, arcane abjuration, but I can also do turn undead. It's not saying what...
It's a character feature rather than a spell.
So if you go to features and traits...
Yeah, I'm on there. It's not showing it. Turn undead.
Well, that's where the old player's handbook comes in.
Yeah, I've got arcane abjuration, and it also says channel divinity, turn undead.
But it doesn't tell you what turn undead does.
No.
That's interesting. Channel Divinity. Turn undead. As an action, you present your holy symbol and speak a prayer censuring the undead. Each undead that can see or hear you within 30 feet must make a wisdom saving throw. If the creature fails its saving throw, it is turned for 1 minute or until it takes any damage.
Oh, I see.
A turned creature must spend its turn trying to move as far away from you as it can, and it can't willingly move to a space within 30 feet of you.
Yeah,
it also can't take reactions.
Yeah, it says that for Arcane Abjuration. I'm just confused if I have Turn Undead and you do Arcane Abjuration.
Yes. Arcane Abjuration is from your Arcana domain. Turn Undead is as a base cleric.
Okay. Oh, but I can do Arcane Abjuration and not use an action.
Yes, it does still take an action. Arcane Abjuration is you using Channel Divinity instead of Turn Undead. They are the same thing, but Arcane Abjuration affects creatures that aren't just undead.
I see.
It affects magical creatures.
I'm learning so much.
turn them!
I'm going to plant my staff into the ground and...
Turn Undead.
Turn
Undead.
They
each make a wisdom saving throw, so what's your spell save?
15.
15, they have a plus one.
Do they?
Super bad. That's 18 and a 16. Yeah.
Oh, plus God.
So 19 and 17.
That's your go.
So you slam the thing in, the light explodes outwards, and the creatures kind of turn, stunned for a moment, but then their eyes kind of refocus, and they are no longer afraid. You have a bonus action.
I do have a bonus action. So Lucius was just healed, but Scaldi's not on.
Scaldi's
much.
Bad.
Scaldi's mega bad.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
You can heal. What do you want to do?
I'm going to have to heal. So Scaldi's mega bad. I'll heal Scaldi with a... I can actually do the... I need to remember the name of these. Cure Wounds. I'll do a Cure Wounds on Scaldi.
Is that a bonus action?
No. I'll do the healing word on Scully. That and that. 4 plus 2, 6.
Plus wisdom.
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, that was it.
Yeah, that was it.
So six
total. For a level 2 spell, phenomenal.
No, if it was level 2, you rolled twice, right?
Yeah, 2d4 plus 2.
Right, what did you get on the 2d4?
A 3 and a 1.
Oh, 3 and a 1. I thought you rolled a 4 and a 2. That's why I was confused. Okay.
It was a bad roll.
Yep. Okay.
And I can't really get away from them.
Not without.
So I'll
unit attacks.
Stay, plant. Actually, I'll just nudge around so that I'm away
you
from
them. You can't get both of them. Both of them can't make attacks against you, which is what they did last time.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. At the start of their turn, Lucius, Ayla, and Scaldi all have to make wisdom saving throws.
Do they still take 3 radiant damage?
I've already marked that 3 radiant damage down.
Natural 20.
You got a natural 20?
24.
Ayla gets very high. Scaldi also gets very high. So you're going to take half damage, I believe. Yeah, half damage.
I'm still dead.
You get knocked down.
Well, let's hope I don't roll like I did last time. I didn't. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You take 4 psychic damage that time.
Ooh.
That's the difference. 3d8 can be crazy high or crazy low.
Yeah.
2 HP.
Dicey.
But then the thing is though, nice. That is at the start of their turn from you just being surrounded by their bodies. You're assailed by these horrific images. Then they will turn. One of them will make an attack against Quill. The other one will make an attack against Ayla. Quill, that's a natural 1, so it's a 7. Against Ayla, that is a 16, which also doesn't hit her. Her AC is 17. So she, like, knocks it away. I know that we're basically out of time, but I would like to try and finish this combat. You guys okay?
Let's do it, yeah.
It's okay. So we're going to keep going for a second, guys. We don't have anything directly after us. So that was the proper spirit's turn. Now it is Quill's turn again, because he's in his proper place in the initiative order.
Okay, so Lucius is fine right now, is he?
He's on 2.
He's on 2.
Yeah, yeah.
He's standing.
He's wheezing.
Cycle round again. So.
And you can see that the spirits are definitely being injured. Their numbers are being thinned out.
Mm.
In fact, one of them is on half hit points, which is important for me to note.
Right, I'll use one of my rare level 3 spells. And it's going to be a healing... No, cure wounds on Lucius.
Okay, level 3 cure wounds, 3d8.
Thank you.
Oh, wow, nice. 3 sixes. So 6, 12, 18.
Plus 2.
Plus 2.
Is it? What's your wisdom?
Plus 4.
There you go.
22 DiMaggio.
Oh, wow.
Healed.
DiMaggio.
You did.
Wrong one!
Beautiful.
That was your action.
That was my action, and I have no bonus actions to speak of.
bardic inspiration, I guess.
I've run out.
Yep, there you go.
So that's it.
Okay.
And I've already moved, so.
Okay. So after Quill, Nova.
Yeah. So I think I probably would have heard Lucius scream.
I mean, you're hearing all of this battle, yeah.
I'm going to pop up out of the water.
Okay.
Yep. And I would like to cast Chill Touch on the one.
What's the range on Chill Touch?
120 foot.
Oh. What? Oh, nice. That doesn't make any sense.
Chill Touch.
Wait, you summon a ghostly hand.
Because I summon a ghost hand. That
sure,
touches.
Okay.
Don't worry, I've been reading the words for this for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, okay,
so Spell Attack.
Yep, Spell Attack. Which one, A or B?
The one nearest.
B is closest.
Yeah, the one closest to me. Yeah, so 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22,
23, 24. Yep, hits. What kind of damage is it?
Necrotic.
Don't roll damage.
You dingus.
You.
Necrotic.
Which Orion knew but couldn't tell you.
You dingus.
So you summon this ghostly hand. It touches the spirits, but just they seem completely unaffected by it.
You dongus.
Hey! At least I'm doing something.
Scaldy.
No.
That's the most anyone has ever healed in any game ever.
She's for the going first to time. Do another.
Episode 29. Chill out.
Okay.
We're going to play this game.
No, you reroll. I failed on both, actually, so d6.
Use necrotic damage against him. It done dead.
Can
six
I pop back down again, by the way, at the end of that? So sassy.
No, because you can't hide as an act as a bonus action.
No,
it's an
action you don't hide. I just want to go back
under. I mean, you can duck under the water, but you're not hidden.
Cover?
So six, wasn't it? Okay, yeah, as she holds the lantern up, it flares brightly, and more of the spirits begin burning away. One of them is reduced heavily in number, the other one is now about down to half as many as it was.
Oh, we're actually dissipating
the hordes. The horde of the spirits, yeah. That was her action.
Cool. Bonus action, healing word on herself.
Okay, yep, you can roll that. Just roll it and add a hit points.
Whoop.
Do they still have disadvantage though? Like, because it says if you hit an undead target, it also has disadvantage on attack rolls against you.
That's really interesting. It deals necrotic damage.
Yeah.
But on an undead creature, like, I mean, they would have disadvantage. Yeah, if it says that undead have disadvantage on their next attack roll, but they're immune to necrotic damage.
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you.
I just have this weird idea of a hand just kind of like holding touching them a little bit,
like
so they
holding
can't.
Them back. Yeah. That works. So was it? They have disadvantage on the next attack roll.
Against me, though.
Against you. So right, it's pointless.
Just make me feel a little bit better.
Well, remember that when you run and save us all.
Hello.
I guess.
You wait, bird boy.
Just you wait, bird boy.
I am torn.
I'm gonna come in and attack you.
My rapier is magical.
Your rapier is magical.
It's a magical boy.
It's like one of the few people with a magical weapon is like, sorry guys, I'm over here now.
Yeah, it's like me too as well. Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, the two people with magical weapons.
I'm just gonna hit you with this necrotic thing, right?
Okay. Like I'm out.
Just gonna give you a little tickle.
I might just run up to boy B and just smack
so
him.
So you can use your movement to go 15. You were that one, yeah.
Yeah.
Start from one, that one.
10, 15.
Yep, and then you could bonus action dash to go another 15.
Yar.
Rogue.
5, 10.
Yeah, and then you're in melee range.
So yellow.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice, cool. And I wanna give him a schmack.
Yep. Splash of fool.
14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21.
It's going to hit.
Fantastic.
You get sneak attack because you've got Ayla next to it. And I believe this is the hunter's prey as well.
Yes. So it's 2d6 and a d8 plus 4. 4, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. No, 4. That's 8.
Plus another
16,
8. 16.
24.
What?
No.
12.
12.
Have you got 8 from a 16?
4.
8. D8 plus 4.
So 8.
So that's 4. That's 8. 9, 10, 11, 12. 16.
Yeah.
Maths!
And that whole damage goes through, in fact, actually.
So. Nice!
Because it's a magical weapon. The rapier strikes in. It's kind of, it's like carved from Dragon Bone,
yeah.
Like the hilt of it, and then the metal itself just slices through and cuts down several of these spirits at once as Araya's blade just cuts through. Great job. And that one seems like the spirits are heavily dissipated now, on the verge of collapse. Ayla, we'll do a whack-in. Whack one. Is it hit?
Nice.
4, 9, 1/2, 4. She'll target the injured one, which is enough to destroy the last remaining spirit here.
Oh, woo! Nice.
Goodbye.
And then she will move next to the next one and give that a whack in. But that is a miss, unfortunately. That was a 2 and a 3, even with Reckless. After Ayla, it is Lucius.
If I move away from this horde, I'm going to get options. Yep. I'm going to disengage and move away.
Okay, action. Disengage, move away. 15 feet.
But are you only taking damage because you're on their space?
That is at the start of their turn, yes. If you are in their space,
I see.
They...
That's what I mean. If you like, those. If you just left their space by one, you wouldn't.
But he's also ranged attacker. He doesn't need to be.
I'm going to get disadvantage on all my spells.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. I think I would have done. I'm not sure if I've done.
Spirits. It's only Scaldi now that's in
turn undead
range because Trotz doesn't move her.
Come on.
Yeah, dude.
When do my controller and when die?
This whole time, I did one round where I was like, actually, I think she'll do this.
Being an adult.
So that is going to be a 16, which is a pass, so she's going to take half damage from the beginning assault. That's 8, 12, half to 6. Oh. 6 psychic damage. She takes. But then at the beginning of their turn, they take 3 from her lantern, and then they will attack Ayla, who they have advantage against.
Oh, not nice.
15, that's going to hit.
Uh-oh. All right, Ree, just mumbling to yourself.
I'm just like, oh no.
Damage.
No.
Ayla takes a bunch of damage, but she's still up and standing and fighting as they try and reach out and you watch the skin turn pale gray. Quill, back up to you.
Okay, I will do a... I'll do a... level 2, Guiding Bolt.
Okay.
Because I'll get right through them.
Ranged spell
attack? Oh no, ranged spell attack.
It'd be a disadvantage if you fire at this
Yeah, course. I didn't realise.
You could take an opportunity attack.
I love that model so much.
I mean...
Recoil it.
It's so good.
Good old Warhammer.
How many boys are left in that horde?
Not many. It's hard to tell. They're kind of swirling. They blend between each other.
Okay, I'll try and dip.
That is a 24.
Oh my god.
For 7 points of necrotic damage.
Oh, okay. That's not the worst. Not ideal, but not the worst. Well, for that, I'm going to cast it at level 3. Screw you. level 3 Guiding Bolt, 66. Please
That's
hit.
Much.
19 plus.
Hits.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Spaffing our spells before we even get inside.
What do you need?
My d6 back, that one. Yeah, here we go, boy!
Oh my god!
6, 12, 14,
so
16, 19, 24 damage.
You had 8 HP left.
So many D6.
You said there were not many left.
Yeah, I didn't say that. I just said there were not many left. It had 8 HP left.
Yeah, but he's fucking dead.
Yeah. You watch as Quill just throws his wing out and a blizzard of white feathers just sails through the swarm. And then there is just nothing left but, you know, faint mist.
Like One Punch Man.
One Punch!
As it is left empty. The spirits have been defeated.
We are waiting until morning. That's all I'm saying.
I did suggest that!
Sure. I'm guessing just before we wrap up the episode, are you going to continue investigating Nova?
Yeah.
So you find that underneath here, large bit here, it's like an overhang, and as you kind of swim underneath and look, you can see that there is... It probably would have once been like a ground floor, where the rest of it has kind of sunken down. This remained the same, and that there is like a trap door that you have to... It's already open, so it's a flooded passage. So to get down into the lower depths, you're going to have to swim through these passages, basically.
Oh, God.
But you find it.
Swimming's like flying, isn't it?
Just same underwater.
Yes.
And you can't breathe.
Thanks very much. We wanted to go a bit longer just to make sure that combat was finished.
Yeah, what a messy combat that was.
Yeah, that was definitely, some elements unexpected, some elements like really high 3d8 damage rolls.
Yeah.
Two sevens and an 8. That's twice I've done that now, I think. Take care.
Don't
we'll see you next
much.
Time in a row as friends.
Kiss your mum for me.
Send into a good old classic dungeon crawl next week. Dungeon time!
Yay!
Dungeon time!
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and Displate with the links in the episode description, and head to yogscast.com/yogcon to see us live in Bristol. We'll see you on Monday for the next episode, where we begin our exploration of this undead-filled ruin. We'll see you then.